Hey everyone, this is your girl Audrey, and I just want to thank you all for listening and tuning in today. I am so grateful for you guys, and I pray that you all are blessed by these podcasts and that they really speak to your soul. So, I'd like to tell y'all, I absolutely love The Good Doctor. I am so glad that the producers that created House were decided to make this show, because it is pure genius and I just love it. And my co-workers, I asked them like every Monday, did y'all watch The Good Doctor? And it seems like I'm the only one, but I absolutely love the show. And I have to tell y'all that the Lord usually speaks to me through like movies and shows and stuff, a lot of things that I see. So I don't know if that means I'm a seer or not, but He often speaks to me, and you know, I'm able to kind of get messages from the things I watch. So I kind of got to be careful what I watch, because it kind of gets into my spirit. But I was watching The Good Doctor, and I was so almost not devastated, but I was so offended when the new chief of staff came in. I think his name is Dr. Hun. And at the end, he tells Sean that he will no longer be a surgical resident, but he will, he wants to move him into pathology, which it seems like it's a demotion after Sean has worked so hard. And I was thinking, I was like, oh no, he didn't just come for Sean. I'm even looking at his growth and stuff and see his growth. And I'm like, why did he just do that? It was like, it hurt me so much, the fact that he actually demoted him after all the hard work he did. And, you know, after working with autistic kids myself, autistic children, I see the growth in them and see that they are trying, and I see that they have actually put in the work. I was even hurt by it. I was like, why did he just do that? But, you know, when you have people who are about their jobs and care about their jobs and know that there's a job to be done, you know, sometimes we overlook certain things because we have a list of criteria that we have to go by. You know, there's a job description that we have to go by. When you sign up for a job or you go for an interview, they tell you, okay, this is what needs to be done. We need you to document this. This has to be done every day. You need to clock in at this time. You will be taking breaks at this time. You know, you are required to lift objects, 40 pounds or heavier. You need to be able to bend, move. There's a list of things that you're supposed to do. And, you know, Sean, he's on the spectrum, autistic spectrum. And, you know, his issue is communicating with people, you know, and actually empathizing with people. And he's missing that factor, which is kind of, you know, can be a big deal when you talk about dealing with patients who have, you know, different issues, or you know, there's something they're coming in and it takes you to actually talk to them and communicate with them and be sympathetic and empathetic, and it's a whole different, you know, it's a lot of things that come with that. And Sean really doesn't have that factor where he can actually communicate, you know, be emotional or, you know, sympathize with people because of his limitation of his disorder. And so I'm just watching this, and I'm like, you know, this show really, really makes me think. And I'm like, man, do doctors really face these ethical problems? Like, you know, certain situations where do you choose to let this person live or die, and all the, you know, stipulations that come with it. You know, there are big decisions they have to make, the doctors and the patients and the parents themselves. But, you know, one thing I learned and got from watching this episode was that we have to celebrate our differences. You know, sometimes you want to be with somebody that you, you know, have everything in common with. You know, it'd be so much easier if this person was this way. And, you know, on my job, that I wish everybody was kind of like me, you know, had the same work ethic. You know, we all try to get along with each other. There's never any conflict. You know, in a perfect world, that's how it would be. You know, everybody come in on time. Everybody would do their job. They won't, you know, give backlash, they won't talk back or anything like that. In a perfect world, I won't have to stress. You know, everybody's going to come to work on time. Nobody's going to call out. You know, everybody's going to do their job. But in the process of it all, in the daily walk of it all, just thinking about it, it would probably be really boring at the same time, you know, if all of us was the same. If we were really, truly the same, everything would be like a, you know, like this ongoing cycle that you can kind of never get out of. Like, I've learned to appreciate other people's differences because, you know, I have weaknesses. You know, I have strengths and I have weaknesses. And, you know, what I lack in, somebody else is strong in, and it actually helps. And then, you know, I get tired sometimes. I would like to actually put some of the duties that I have onto somebody else. You know, there's different things. You know, it's a benefit in working together. Yes, the con is not everybody works like you. Not everybody thinks like you. Not everybody is going to do the things you do. But the pro in it all is that where I cannot do, you can, you know, or she can, he can. And that's one thing I've learned, like, just watching the show, and I'm like, man, he's so different, but nobody sees things the way he sees it. And it's like a extraordinary benefit, you know. His weakness, biggest weakness, is actually empathizing with people and having that emotional factor. But then you have like characters like Claire, who is very empathetic and sympathetic and actually caters to the emotional aspect of these clients and patients. And Sean, he's, you know, he sees beyond what we see. You know, he puts things in his mind that we would probably never think of, you know. But that's the it factor about him. That's what makes him so special. And, you know, nobody asked him to be by himself. You know, he works with a team of other residents and doctors and stuff. And that's in the process, he's growing and learning to communicate and learning to empathize. But one thing I know, like, his friend loves that he is so, you know, truthful. Like, he will tell her the truth despite her feelings and emotions, because our emotions can get in the way of a lot of things, especially for females, right? Am I talking to anybody? You know, our emotions and feelings can get in the way of a lot of things. And sometimes we just need somebody to say, look, this is what it is. We got to get our feelings and emotions out of the way. And this is the truth, because I actually love you. You know, we have to think that way. And I think that's what's so special about Sean. Like, he removes the feelings out of all of it. And he actually tells you what the truth is. And a lot of people can't handle the truth. And the truth actually hurts. Like, the word of God is truth. And then when you tell somebody the truth or tell them the word of God, it cuts them deep, because they so used to, you know, their own sin, or they so used to a certain way when it's wrong. But when you go to the word and tell them the truth, it hurts. But you would rather tell them the truth because you want them to be saved. You want them to be set free, and you want them to make it in, right? But like I said, it is so much that this show just reveals and just shows me and teaches me. And it just really makes me think about people and life. And like, man, do doctors really go through some of these issues? But that's just one thing I had really want to talk about. I really wanted to talk about, you know, that we should celebrate our differences and, you know, encourage diversity. I learn from so many people. I learn from everybody. Like, there's some certain times I'm like, man, why this has to be so hard, and why I gotta deal with this person and that person. You know, I don't like their personality and all kind of things. But at the end of the day, I'm like, man, we actually work good together, and I actually, you know, we can actually get some things done. And that's one thing about the word, you know, God encourages the body of Christ. You know, we as Christians are a part of the body of Christ. There is more than one member. You know, there's somebody who is strong in this, somebody has a gift in that, somebody has a talent in this, and it all supposed to work together for the glory of God. You know, it's never meant to be just one person. We are part of the body of Christ. There are millions of us with so many gifts and talents, but we all are supposed to work together for the glory of God. And that's the beauty of it all. We are all so different, but we serve one God. You know, there are many different gifts and talents and callings for people, but it all works together for the glory of God. There's one spirit, one body, but, you know, he created us for a reason. And he created us different for a reason. And we should celebrate each other's differences when it comes to that. When it comes to the body, when it comes to certain gifts and talents, especially if it's for the Lord. You know? And that's just one thing I had got from the good doctor. I just had to share that with y'all. And I just want you to all be encouraged. And just tell someone, you know, sometimes you make me upset. Sometimes, you know, you get on my nerves, but I love you. And, you know, you are who you are for a reason. God created you for a reason. You can even testify that God created you for a reason. I may not understand you. I may not get you sometimes, but I know God created you for a reason. And if he put you in my life, then there's a reason for it. You know, whether it's for me to learn from you, you to learn from me, or for me, us to grow together, whatever it is. You know, God put us together for a reason. So, we need to celebrate each other, celebrate life, celebrate, you know, love, loving one another in Jesus' name, right? So, that's all I wanted. I had to go on this little rant, but that's all I really had for y'all. Y'all, this show is so good. I just love it. I had to record it today because I was at work, but it's just so much that I get from it. But I pray once again that you all get something from these messages, these podcasts, and I pray that you all stay encouraged. Thank you all for listening.